USDA data show 2021 exports of U.S. farm and food products totaled $177 billion, 18% higher than 2020 and nearly 15% higher than the previous record set in 2014. David Sparks, Ag Info Network. Here's American Farm Bureau Federation senior economist Veronica Nye.
Increased commodity prices and rising global inflation contributed to that. About two-thirds of that increase can be attributed to increases in price, and then about a third attributed to increases in quantity exported. So a lot of price action, but additional product being shipped as well.
Nye says the record comes despite several challenges in 2021, some of which have continued into 2022.
We continue to have supply chain issues. We continue to have transportation-related issues. The disruptions that we're seeing in Canada is certainly going to add up. In the U.S., we export about $24 million in ag products each day across that Detroit crossing. Hopefully, we'll continue to have record exports in 2022, but there's still a lot of headwind for exporters to achieve those goals.
China failed to reach the full obligation under the Phase 1 agreement, leaving further untapped export potential.
The Phase 1 agreement ended at the end of 2021. We saw them miss their overall import level by about $13 billion over the 2020-2021 range. While we had record exports to that country, they could have been higher, and we see that reflected in the market share data.
U.S. market share has yet to recover from our trade dispute. Produced by the Ag Information Network.